History on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's weekend forecast, showers tapering off, partly cloudy today, lower 70s. Tonight should be clear, lower 50s. Beautiful day tomorrow, partly sunny, high to mid-70s. Sunday, sunny, mid-70s. And Monday, continued sunny and mild with temperatures in the mid-70s. We'll check Pat's tri-state forecast for the weekend in just a few moments. In a story in the Lakeville Journal yesterday, Housatonic Valley Regional High School principal Ian Sturver told the Region 1 Board of Education enrollment at the high school is up. This is unofficial, though. The regional board held its regular monthly meeting on September 13th, but official enrollment numbers are calculated as of October 1st each year. Sturver did tell the board, though, that on the first day of school, there were 101 freshmen, representing a 40% increase, and 344 total students for a 9% increase. In a decision that was dated August 26, the Connecticut Siting Council has approved a cell tower at 106 Sharon Road in Lakeville. The approved tower will be 94 feet tall. At the moment, the carrier on the tower will be AT&T, with the possibility of other public or private entities to share space on that proposed tower. There's been some scuttlebutt of the village of Millerton surrounding its police force in a story at tricornernews.com. Once again, trends happen every couple of years. This time it surrounds the village board's recent pronouncement that it will no longer allow the Millerton Police Department to hire inexperienced officers to work on its part-time force. The mayor, Jen Nijak, confirmed the decision made during a closed-door executive session during both legal and personnel matters were discussed at a July village board meeting. Afterwards, she informed Millerton Police Department officer in charge, Mike Veder, of the decision. She also said the reason the matter was handled in that matter was because Veder never responded to her initial invitation to meet with her and Deputy Mayor Alicia Satori after she first took office following the June elections. With the clock ticking until New York State's end-of-year deadline for municipalities to opt in or out of permitting marijuana sales, Pine Plains Town Board has voted to allow cannabis dispensaries but not lounges at its meeting on Thursday. Are you aware that over the past few months in Columbia County they've been experiencing issues and restocking their inventory of county garbage bags? They were notified by vendors that they were opting out of the contract due to their inability to secure resin, ink, and employees. They've been dealing with the vendor for over 20 years and have had little success with other vendors who have had in previous years. They made the decision to switch over to a tag system. They felt it was perfect time to implement a way to eliminate extra plastic being dropped off in the landfill. They will distribute tags and their inventory remaining bags run out. The new tag system will consist of three different color tags. Eventually, they will no longer offer five different size bags. Trash tag small size, $1 a tag. Trash tag medium size, $3 a tag. And trash tag large size, $5 a tag. Once the tag is required for each plastic trash bag, tags must be affixed to the bag, other around the neck or bag itself. An interesting fundraiser going on for the class of 2023 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's called the Fall No Fuss Fundraiser, and it really is a quick and easy way to help the junior class back on track due to lost fundraising opportunities from the pandemic. No donation is too small. Every bit helps. $5. We'll never remember to cut off those little parts of the box tops. $10 if you hate baking. $20 if you don't want to ask family members to buy things like candles. $25 if you don't want to play walk, run, or swim, or do anything any distance at all. And you can make a custom donation to express your appreciation for having nothing to clip, sell, fill out, or do. You can make the checks payable to HVRH Class of 2023. You can give them to Class of 2023 members or send them to the attention of the Class 2023 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Coming up at the Sharon Playhouse tonight in their concert series, which happens on the patio at 8 o'clock, Amanda Laverne will be performing. More information is available at sharonplayhouse.org. Coming up tomorrow, the Sharon Classic Road Race, the 36-year tradition in Sharon, which combines small-town charm with big race amenities, will begin once again this year. The main event, a 5-mile race, begins at 10:15 tomorrow, registration opening at 8:30. Kids events begin at 9:30 with the Fun Run, which is organized in two age groups. The popular Not Quite a Mile Kids Race begins at 9:45, and it's for children through the age of 12. There's dry flu shot clinic going on Saturday at the Columbia County Department of Health at the Roelof Janssen Community Library on Route 22 from 9 to 11. Registration is required through the County Health Department. To register, call 518-828-3358. Coming up in Cornwall on Saturday from 9:30 to 11, Birds, Blooms, and Butterflies. You'll draw nature in colored pencil at the Cornwall Library at 30 Pine Street. Also in Cornwall on Saturday, 10 until 2, the Cornwall Women's Society Book Sale at the Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall. A fall festival to benefit veterans and veteran programs happening at the VFW Couchpipe Post on Route 7 in North Canaan on Saturday from 10 until 3. Food for sale throughout the day. More information at 413-854-7572. On Saturday, the Roelof Janssen Community Library will host an event for children from 10 to 11 at its Three Sisters Garden. Children will have the opportunity to harvest plants of corn, squash, or beans that were planted late in the spring. They'll also have the chance to decorate a permanent sign for the garden with their own special artistic touches and make corn husk dolls to take home. You can celebrate the beautiful harvest and learn more about local Native American people who taught the European settlers this form of companion planting. There's a vendor in craft fair and penny social in Wasaic. Area residents invited to drop by the vendor and craft fair plus penny social sponsored by the Wasaic Fire Company on Saturday, held at the Wasaic Firehouse in between 10 and 3 p.m. There'll be a 50-50 raffle. Refreshments will be available for purchase. There'll be a winter coat drive for the whole community at social as well. A dedication ceremony honoring the service of Revolutionary War General John Fellows, Colonel John Ashley, and his son, General John Ashley, will take place at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Barnard Cemetery, Main Street. A short program will be presented by Brian Barrett, biographer of General Fellows, and John Weward, a direct descendant of the honorees. On Saturday at 4 p.m., the Diamant Library in Falls Village hosts outdoor readings under the library's tent by members of the Writers' Table who meet regularly at Toymakers Cafe. Anne Bedeau, Sheila Schwartz, Tila Garrett will also be there with their readings. The event is free and open to the public. Donations are welcome. More information at huntlibrary.org. All residents are invited to enjoy a chicken barbecue and talk about the issues that are most important to them. In Claverick, New York, the Democratic candidates will hold a candidate meet and greet for all of residents on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. at the Claverick Town Park on Church Street in Mellonville, New York. Delicious chicken barbecue dinner, and you'll get to know your Democratic candidates. More information at claverickdemocrats.org/candidates. In Pine Plains, the Presbyterian Church will hold a roast beef dinner on Saturday from 4:30 to 5:30. The dinner will be takeout only for $17 each to be picked up at the church. Proceeds from the dinner will be used to purchase wreaths for veterans at Evergreen Cemetery in Pine Plains on National Wreaths Across America Day on December 18th at noon. It's co-sponsored by the American Legion Post 426, the First United Presbyterian Church. For tickets, contact 518-398-7056. And on Sunday, Trio Verdano at the Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York. The Clarion Concerts continue. More information at clarionconcerts.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,764.82, the NASDAQ at 15,052.24, and the S&P 500 at 4448.98. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.